I saw recently Teen Wolf on, yeah, it's about the teenage wolf. He had the problems we had, but with wolf stuff. So he's like, I want to fuck, but also I'm a wolf. So I don't want to get carried away. But my favorite thing in Teen Wolf is there's a point at which Michael J. Fox is going to tell his super fashionable friend Styles that he's a wolf. And they're in Michael J. Fox's garage, and Michael J. Fox is about to tell him, and Styles goes, dude, you're not going to tell me you're a fag. And of course, Michael J. Fox is like, no, don't worry. No. I'm a wolf. I'm a magical creature that eats babies. I'm not gay. You can relax. It's cool. I saw something awesome on Gay Marriage. I saw this woman on TV who said that she was like, she was opposed to gay marriage because she thought it would bring about an era of hedonism, and no culture in history has ever survived. She knew about, like, the gay wars of Mesopotamia, and she did not want America to befall that same fate. And it was so, like, so crazy, because I don't know if there was ever a time that there was like two guys making out and then all of a sudden everyone went to war. And that's how the Saxons fell. And we do not want that to happen to America.
I think that part of also the reason a lot of people, I think, just don't understand gay rights. I think just like a lot of people are confused to it and they think it's a privilege, or they even think it's a right for gay people. Which it's not. Gay rights are just rights that are gay. You know, like the right to an attorney. It's a pretty gay right.